This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cody Bessant with Plains Cotton Growers.
Harvest is pretty well underway in the vast majority of our region. If not fully, then we fully expect it to be in full swing by the end of this week. Just given current weather conditions, it seems to be an open pattern. Well, we've got folks that have already obviously defoliated and are ready to go. So it just remains to be seen what this year's crop will come out and look like. I know there are some positive expectations in certain regions that have received timely rainfall throughout the growing season or irrigated acres that may be able to perform better than some expected originally. We did receive an updated crop acreage report this last week. And unfortunately, because of the conditions that we did experience throughout the summer, we do know there is quite a bit of a high abandonment rate for dry land or rain-fed acres throughout the region, but from an irrigated acre standpoint, there's still is quite a bit of that that is still left in the field, and folks will have the opportunity to take the full harvest. So we'll have to wait and see as far as what the remainder of this year's year looks like. Initially, on some of the reports that we've seen of those that have harvested some acres, quality has been a good factor as they've taken off, and then we'll see how the remainder of the season looks as they ramp up and move forward.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.